For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A group of Pierce County residents is pushing back against the expansion of Ridge Breeze Dairy. It would quadruple in size. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Local business owner Larry Brenner says his home, land, and business is about a mile below the hill the dairy sits on. He says that makes him and tributaries like the Rush River that runs next to his property especially vulnerable to things like manure runoff and accidents.
That river is where my grandpa's land flowed through. So the fact that I now have a piece of that river flowing through my property, it's very special. And boy, it's threatened.
Brenner says the expansion could result in almost 80 million gallons of untreated manure annually, potentially affecting water sources and causing increased odor issues and noise from hundreds of manure trucks. Janelle Ludwig Kraus with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin lives about 20 minutes from Ridge Breeze. Kraus's mother has terminal cancer, and she lost her brother to depression 8 years ago. She said when she learned that these conditions could be caused by exposure to carcinogens, like those used to treat manure, she was horrified.
Manure contains large amounts of nitrogen, which is a probable carcinogen. The odors that come from the manure can increase anxiety and depression, and this really hit me close to home.
Grow Wisconsin says they expect the expansion will be paused until the contested case hearing is resolved. In the meantime, they will continue to work with local communities to get more operations ordinances passed to help better regulate the agribusiness. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Good day to be indigenous.
Get up!
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a game.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kadigi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got a lot of things happening, wrapping up this month, but I see in our notes there's one important thing coming up Saturday, and I think we're going to celebrate a little early.
Yeah, Robert, Dega, it's your birthday week. Happy early birthday.
Right on, Big Peeny Gigi. We'll be doing, Haley will be over, I think, on Thursday doing a live show at the Mother Station, and meaning our house, Macho Horus. And so it'll be exciting, and then we'll have little festivities after that. So it's great to have to be working with family, but also just being with family, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love working with you every day, Dega. I feel like we don't talk about it much. Our listeners probably don't know, but like, well, you've mentioned it a few times in different episodes, but you were adopted out of the family. So being able to work with you and get to know you these past 2 years every day has just been really a joy in my lifetime to gain another uncle and another family member. So it's just been so awesome to have you in the family.
Right on. And then plus Wendy and then the girls and now the babies too.
Yeah, the little twins. We got twins, yeah. Two sets in our family. But yeah.
Right on.
Lots of stuff to celebrate. It's American Indian Month here, too, in Minnesota. Still going.
Right. Well, one thing I wanted to mention, Haley, too, that I'm in Madison right now at Civic Media at doing the broadcast live from their studio in Madison, Wisconsin. And tomorrow I will be on the Hill in Wisconsin talking about a new law coming up in Wisconsin that may kind of go against a little bit with ICWA. So I will be speaking mm-hmm. to their chambers, their senators, and doing some talking here in Wisconsin. So I'm excited about that. And then I'll be heading home.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that, representing there in Wisconsin. Were you able to attend the American Indian Day on the Hill here at the state capitol in Minnesota on Monday?
Yes, I was. Yeah. That was Monday, yeah. I was there till noon, and then I drove out to Wisconsin. To Madison. And yeah, that was excellent. It was Shannon Geisha kind of ran that. And there was, I got to say this, there was a young Ho-Chunk who emceed it and was really excited to see him. We got to get him on the show. I know his mother and he's a high school student and he emceed it and it was great. And awesome. we got to see Lieutenant Governor and State Senator Mary Cooner speaking, and John Pupar, who's been doing work for 50 years for our community.
Yeah, did I see that? Was it Jerry Dearly that was recognized too?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I worked with Jerry many years ago at Harding High School. He was the language teacher. And what's interesting about Jerry too, and I'd love to do a documentary someday on the Red Schoolhouse, but he taught there years ago when they first started in the 70s and early 70s, and that was an American Indian movement kind of survival school that was started by AIM and has a rich history, and it went on for 20 years.
Oh, wow. You know, that's funny you bring that up, actually, the schoolhouse, because I was just talking with my Gaga, your aunt, Robert, and she was telling me about how her and my great-grandma, your grandma, would go to, like, the AIM meetings and stuff in Minneapolis when that was starting, and she talked about, mm-hmm. like, the schoolhouse starting up. So it's just cool to connect the dots, especially when your family members were living that moment.
Right. Well, and we have a couple of our relatives that went to the Red Schoolhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably why they talk about it so much.
Yeah. So we had a cousin of mine, and it'd be a great cousin of yours, that went there. And so, yeah, it's just a rich history in the Twin Cities. And that's a thing that I would love to do is do a documentary on that and find out the history of what went on there. Because there's still, like, there's still sugar bushing at places that AIM started. And so there's still deep history and deep roots in the Twin Cities and now in the whole state of Minnesota with Minnesota Indian Month here.
Yeah. Got to really shout out the leaders who paved the way for us to be here and to celebrate the whole month, because it was just a day and then a week. And yeah, important. We could talk. I want to ask Dr. Stately, too, a little bit about that history. I know his family lived in South Minneapolis when American Indian Movement got started. So we can talk to Dr. Stately a little bit. We're going to have Ruth Anna Buffalo on from Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center up next.
Yeah, definitely. And I got to give a shout out, too. There'll be a powwow in Black River Falls. And then my birthday weekend, that'll be, I guess, Saturday and Sunday. And I've made it out there. Also be out to Gopher State, which is a big AA kind of convention. 8,000 to 10,000 people show up to that. And it's very powerful to to see those kind of numbers in recovery. There's a whole bunch of other things going on this weekend.
Yeah, we got Memorial Day coming up Monday, Memorial Weekend, which just flew up on us. Well, at least up me. But yeah, that's a day we honor, remember, and mourn those who have passed while serving in our military. It is a big powwow weekend for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So at those powwows, they do honor those in our sovereign nations that have served here in the United States, protecting our land and our relatives. And nearly 19% of Native Americans have served in the armed forces versus an average of 14% of all other ethnicities since 9/11.
Yeah. Right. Well, underline that, all other ethnicities. That's amazing. And we, as Native people, really look up to our elders and our military pretty much. We look up to them and they can't do no wrong for us. Hey, one thing, too, I wanted to mention, I'm going to be in Wisconsin, so I might have to get in my laptop and figure this out. But the Timberwolves, the Wolves are going to, you know, coming down the north here, and they're going to mess with the Thunder. So Oklahoma City Thunder. So I like that.
Oh, got a howl for the Timberwolves. Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm like, I've been kind of like pre-caffeinating up before the show, just to, so it kicks in at the, you know, the right amount of time. We got the NBA playoffs game one tonight, 7:30 Central Time, the Timberwolves versus Oklahoma City Thunder. But then also PWHL, we got our Professional Women's Hockey League, the Minnesota Frost. Last year's champions are back in the finals this year. Tonight they take on the Ottawa Charge at 7 Eastern Time, so 6 o'clock here Central Time.
Hey, and I'm really glad that you put this up on our notes. And our notes is a WNBA. The Minnesota Lynx is celebrating Native American Heritage Night with Prairie Island Rally Talls. And that's coming up Friday. So
yeah,
we might have to try and sneak out there. The talls are white and blue and green, Dakota florals. And we can't find the artist name right off the top, but that's coming way up. We should really amplify that.
Yeah, I think that's something they do every year. The Lynx kind of hook up with Prairie Island and do this. They're also going to be members of the Prairie Island will perform their flag song. And there's going to be singers and dancers performing at the halftime show. So check it out, the Minnesota Lynx. I was going to see who they're playing. But anyways, you can keep an eye out for Alyssa Peely, who is right. Samoan and Inupiaq Alaska native, and she is number 35 for the Minnesota Lynx.
Hey, right on. And then Ho-Chunk's out there. I got to do my duty and say you only have till May 25th to mail in your ballot. There's another election coming up here, really important. They're all important, and we have to fight sovereignty. And I guess we don't have any bumper music, so I'll sing. Da, 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 da. We'll be right back after this short break. Da, 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 da.
We are a lucid nation.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Hey, I'm just wondering, Haley, we got a little minor problem here, and we are off Facebook right now, and I'm wondering, do you think our guests are able to get on, seeing that the live feed stopped?
I think so. They should be able to still hop on, and
I know I'm not able to
feed in here.
Right. Well, I'm wondering if new people, because of the new, because it closed down. And I know when I've left, when the show has ended, I have not been able to get back in.
So that's a good question. Yeah. I could make a new.
We're working this out. This is live radio. Yeah, we're checking out, seeing how well we are in our technical abilities on the fly. And I know, geez, I'd like to, I don't know how many shows we've done. I think I had a number of around 5,000 shows that we've done already. And so nothing bothers me now, Haley. It's just like another day, another dollar. But I'm just curious about if we're able to get our other hosts on.
Yeah, I'm trying to create a separate room here that we could set up and go into, but I have to share the link out and send them emails here. So just a little bit of multitasking.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, so I'll go back to our Ho-Chunk people that have until May 24th to mail in your ballot. You know, tribes locally and across the state are coming up on elections, and we want everyone to pay attention. They're very important, especially now, of the dates and things, and especially with what's going on federally. There's a lot of frightening things that are happening with the tariffs and all these things that are going down. And we've gone through this before, Haley, meaning the Native Americans. So this is something that's not really different for us. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's a little scary though too.
Right. I think I have Ruth in the room here. Ruth, can you hear us okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hey. We are not able to have our live stream going right now, so okay. We're just radio.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you look great, and I like the way you got the background there. That looks good with that square lamp and stuff. Hey. Yeah. Cool. Well, great seeing you. What's going on? You know, it's Native American Heritage Month still, and I know that you guys are doing, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center are hosting a kids' night coming up on the 28th.
Yes. Yep. It's the lacrosse, and we're looking forward to it. It's a partnership between the Twin Cities Native Lacrosse League, Twin Cities Native Lacrosse. We are collaborating with them on this event, and so yeah, it was rescheduled from earlier in the month. So yeah, partnership with David Butler. Stop by, learn about, you know, the Creators game, as you mentioned before, the history of lacrosse and making a lacrosse stick, and we'll have a free meal provided. Please RSVP with Anicia, and you can reach her at 612-919-2809. And this will be May 28th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the community room gym at MIWRC, which is 2300 15th Avenue South, Minneapolis.
Wow, that's awesome. And the Creators game, and I know so many young ones just pick up the game. I've heard so many stories over the years, Haley and Ruth Anna, about young ones just grabbing a stick and really being intuitive, like it's in their bones and DNA.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's that. Yeah, I think, you know, not to be biased, but yeah, I think we have some really, really strong bloodlines with athletes, you know, whether it's mm-hmm. lacrosse, whether it's swimming, horseback riding, Indian horse relays, wrestling, running, basketball, football. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's a proud legacy to be a part of, even if you're not from that particular tribal nation. It's still, you just still feel a sense of like pride and being proud to be Native.
Right on. Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center's open house is coming up this Thursday, noon to 4, and it's like a mini powwow with ice cream truck, cakewalk, raffle prizes, giveaways, I don't know about you, Haley, but I'm excited.
Hey, it's also on your birthday too, Robert. So a little wow. birthday party too for you.
Cool. We'll have to ask them to sing a happy birthday song.
In a good way. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, that's really amazing, and congratulations on this. And I think you're going to be out of town, but again, we're going to have the parade on the 30th. Is your team still going to be in it with their float?
Yes. Yep. We still are full steam ahead. I may try to check it out in the morning, then just head up north right after for my son's graduation. But yeah, we're excited, and yeah.
Wow. So you're still not going to tell us what it is?
Nope, it's a surprise.
As it should be.
Oh, I don't know how I could have done that. With the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here that's going 40 years strong, your team does such great work. Do you have any current openings for hiring for any of the roles there?
We do. We have been advertising for a development officer. It's part time, and that position would help, you know, bring in additional funding, just out in the community, building relationships. And that position essentially would, you know, fund itself eventually. But it's, you know, just fundraising, really strengthening our donor base. And so we have the development officers, which is part-time, and then we have a grant and contract compliance manager position as well that has been advertised about as the same length of time as our development officer position. We also have a mental health professional position being advertised, and we have front desk receptionist and security position. We also have a drop-in center support worker position and a sexual assault advocate as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. If that's the openings, how many people work for you? That's amazing.
Yeah, we're, you know, doing a little bit of restructuring, but we're, you know, strengthening our foundation and wanting to continue to serve to the best of our ability to the community, but lots of exciting things happening and just full steam ahead.
So are you going to be in town for the Lynx game on Friday the 23rd? I guess it's Native American Heritage Night, and I know you're a big basketball fan.
I am. I believe so. And I know the tickets for the playoff games for the Timberwolves went on sale last Friday, and we were kind of checking those out. I was like, holy man, like the nosebleed section, you know, at the very top where there's just the wall behind you. Those seats were running at like $200 a piece for those seats.
What?
You know? Yeah. And very limited. Wow. But so yeah, it would be cool to check out a Lynx game though, for sure. It's cool that
Alyssa Peely, yeah.
She's going to be back for another season, so that's pretty amazing to see.
Super excited. Yeah,
we had her on the show last year, right, Haley?
Yeah, when she was just drafted to the Lynx. I hope she gets some more playing time this year because she was amazing when she did get to be out on the court.
Yeah, that was awesome to watch. Yeah, cool. We're trying to get into another league, a glutton's punishment. No, just kidding. But we're trying to get into another league, and then our ringer's back for the summer. my daughter's back for the summer, the oldest daughter.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward to enjoying the lakes and getting more exercise and walking in and kayaking.
Yeah.
So, are you a three-point shooter or a rebounder, or what are you? What's your forte?
All round.
Superstar.
when you just want to run from like three-point line to three-point line. Yeah, no, just kidding. Yeah. Hit some threes. Just kidding. Gassed. Cool. You know, like.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We have to go down there and videotape a game, Haley.
That'd be fun, or at least come cheer, you know.
Right.
Play some funny music in the background, like some clown music.
Yeah.
Clown music. Just kidding. No. Yeah, joking.
Just come down. Come down for a free jersey. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. I think I think we're rolling out now here. We got 1 minute left. Anything else you'd like to bring up? Of course, how people can support you, I'd love you to bring up too.
Sure. Yep. Please, you know, as always, donate if you can, or spread the word. If you know of, you know, anyone willing to, you know, just that is looking for a place to donate money to, you know, where, you know, think of us, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. We're located at 2300 15th Avenue South. We're thankful for individuals, families, communities thinking of us, you know, in honor of loved ones that have recently passed too. We really appreciate, you know, your kindness and thoughtfulness and giving to MIWRC in honor of your loved one. We have a ledger art session that all spots have been filled. Just want to, you know, put a plug in there for a friendly reminder to please remember to show up. And that is May 22nd at MIWRC from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, to get odds. Thank you.
Hey, Big Peeny Gigi, Ruth Anna, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
We'll see you Thursday. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Lucid Nation.
Wild finish. Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates all tied up in the bottom of the 10th last night in Pittsburgh. Milwaukee pitcher Abner Uribe on the mound. Runners at second and third base. Uribe losing control of the pitch with two outs on Sports Network TV Pittsburgh.
Gets away! How about that? Raise the Jolly Roger after all! It's a walk-off wild pitch or pass ball.
The Pirates went on to win 6-5 over the Crew after Uribe's wild pitch. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did some good things, and there's some youthful mistakes. I feel like these struggles will help in the long run.
Game 3 of the series this afternoon. NFL. Last night was the Packers' annual charity softball game. The offense beat the defense 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, I do. Hey, we are back, and anybody that was watching us live on Facebook, we have opened up a new link to Blue Sky, Facebook, YouTube, and X. So come on and join us and check out my nice new medallion that was gifted to me.
That was beautiful beaded medallion there, Dega.
It's got an eagle in there.
An eagle or a Choshep. For Ho-Chunk, we say Choshep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pretty. I like the bright colors on that. It was that... Oh, very nice, very nice.
Thank you. I can't wait for my birthday because things like that come my way in the birthday, too.
That's true.
So how is the weather there? I mean, I don't want to revert to the weather, but how's the weather there? Because we had major downpour here in Wisconsin, in Madison, specifically.
It's still pretty rainy. It's still very cold. And I'm not sure. I've been trying to keep an eye on how those wildfires are doing up in the northeastern part of the state, but I think they've been getting some rain also. Hoping for the temps to be better.
One of our friends up there, a documentary person that I did not realize had a home up there, her place was burned down. And I don't want to say her name and embarrass her, but I just want to say that I definitely put tobacco down. And that's a sad situation.
Yeah, you know? Very much so. Yeah. Take care of your relatives and check in on those that are living up in near the reservations like Fond du Lac and... I think was it like Boyce Ford around that area too?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we have our friend Dr. Stately, who's a CEO and president of a Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. And geez, there must be so much going on there with the clinic and the new clinic, and just really, really happy for the community to have this going on. And Dr. Stately, welcome. Today I was kind of talking about. Again, the history of Native American month here in Minnesota and how much ain't really brought to the table. And, you know, your mom, your mother, your great mother was involved heavily with the AIM, and we just wanted to bring that up to you because I know you have a lot of stories, and this is part of the legacy.
Trying to remember, I guess, like, my earliest memories of, like, American Indian Month is, like, it started in, I feel like it started in the early 70s, like, 73, 74, something like that. Yeah, I was a little punk when that thing started happening. I say punk because, you know, I was, like, 12 or 13, and I was, like, on the app, and, you know.
Smoking. Having cigarettes.
Oh, I probably